fast and often, and they're keeping their offense just in mere numbers out there, that Reese is getting tired on defense.
And it's not that they're running the ball extremely well, but they've had a couple big plays mixed in there, and most of them come through the air, Clark. They've had a couple big gains throwing the ball in the air. Reese, I thought, defended it well early, not so much in the second half, and even when or second quarter, even when Brennan Wisner lined up with four receivers and it was an obvious they were going to throw the football, that was when actually Lakers had their best pass plays. When they've tried to fool Reese, their defensive presence and pressure has been able to get to Wisner, and he made a couple errant passes. And other than that, it's been very much a Laker-dominated first half here at home. Similar to what we expected, score right on cue for what we were thinking. We'll see if Reese can make any adjustments in the second half. I know he's thrown a couple interceptions, the quarterback Fisher has, but he's had a little bit of time in the backfield those last couple throws. Wouldn't be surprised to let him throw it a little more with the option of, if you don't see what you like, check it down or run.
Taking a look at scores around the area, we start in the Greater Thumb East. Harbor Beach just scored with a 28-yard pass from James Shelkey to Austin Roberts to make it 27-6 with 53 seconds left in the second quarter. USA leads Cass City 8-6. That's close to halftime if it's not already. And then we have Brown City and Ubley tied up at halftime 8-8 there. And that's all we have so far. So some low-scoring affairs outside of the ballgame in front of us. So you have Harbor Beach taking care of Marlette. That's nothing surprising there. The two other scores, Brown City and Ubley tied, and then USA and Cass City. USA leading Cass City by two. This is something we really didn't fully expect.
Well, again, you come back into conference play, you get some familiar foes, some teams you're used to seeing. I'm a little surprised on both of them, but not completely. Brown City has hung tough with Cass City for a half last week. So I guess it shouldn't be a total surprise that they're hanging with Ubley. The shocking part there is that game is in Ubley.
It's tough to play in Ubley, and it's tough to win in Ubley.
They play so much better at home. So it's a credit to Brown City with a good game plan in the first half to hang with the Bearcats. And then when you look at Cass City, they're at home as well, losing to USA. USA had coming off a high, though, beating Sandusky in Sandusky in overtime last week, a game that we had the privilege of calling and seeing that great finish in overtime. So USA riding that high again, knows Cass City very well. Cass City didn't play all that well last week, but was able to get a win.
And to start the second half, Ubley opens the second half with a quick score. Gregory Keller with a 2-yard touchdown run gets in for the 2-point conversion as well. It's now Ubley 16, Brown City 8, 10:57 left in the third quarter. So thank you to Thumb Tailgater for covering that game and sending us updates as well as Brown City High School's Twitter feed. So when we return, we'll have the second half action here from Laker Country, as it's been all Lakers so far. It's 22-0 Lakers over Reese on the WLAW Sports Network.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank, with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebewing, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
And on to the second act as the Lakers lead Reese 22-0. As Reese only 8 yards of offense in that first 24 minutes.
Again, just not much going on for Reese on offense. Mostly the credit to the Laker defense. They've absolutely blown up the Reese offensive line. They've been in the backfield on every play, it seems like, and the running backs have nowhere to run. And when they've tried to pass it, Adam Fisher's had nowhere to go with the football. Tried to force a couple throws. One was obviously a Hail Mary interception that really didn't affect the game at all. But the one before that, though, that was a crucial pick by Brennan Wisner in this game. Up two scores, was able to give them great field position and led to a third score.
Reese won the toss. He elected to defer to the second half, so they will start out on offense pending a successful reception on this opening kickoff, as Andrew Siegfried is going to be kicking off for the Lakers at his own 40-yard line. Right to left across the radio in the green jerseys, white pants, green helmets, black face masks. A beautiful night for football. We've had unseasonably warm weather in week number 4. Hopefully this is a boding well for the rest of the season for us as well. And actually, it's not Siegfried. It's actually number 8, Jake Kretschmer, kicking off. And Reese brings us in at the 35-yard line, pushes out to about the 40-yard line. And it's going to be first and 10 for the Reese Rockets with a 60-yard field to work with. First and 10, left, right across the radio, trailing 22-0 the Lakers.
A little trickery there with Siegfried and Kretschmer as Siegfried starts to go towards the ball and then just kind of slows up as number 8 Kretschmer kicks it away and just low kicks where the football just goes end over end on the ground, hoping for a Laker bounce. In this case, it hops right into one of those Laker or the Reese special teamers, and he's able to stumble ahead for a couple yards and give Reese a decent field position to start this half.
And it's a handoff to the right end, and coming out of the backfield would be number 10, Matt Nobles, on the carry. He's out for about 5 yards. A nice start to the play there, as a little bit actually going to the spot. 4 yard gain for Nobles. Second down and 6 for the Reese Rockets, now at their own 44-yard line.
That's a positive play as their offensive line holds up, creates a hole, and Matt Nobles is able to get through there, running hard and getting 4 good yards on first down.
And Fisher keeps it for himself, thought about pitching it up. Now he's in trouble. He tries to dive back in. He has positive yards across the 45, down to about the 47-yard line, brought down by Taylor Cady, coming out of the secondary for the stop. Third down now and 3 yards to go for the Reese Rockets, as they are now doubling up their offensive production of the whole first half with 7 yards on this drive.
Right, they got 2 more, maybe 3 on that play. All Adam Fisher, though, is he fakes the handoff to the running back, fakes the triple option pitch to the end, keeps it himself, and that was his only option for positive yardage. He takes it, and now 3rd down and 3 for Reese.
And it's going to be a handoff to number 24, Luke DeRussell, and he's out across midfield and moved the chains for Reese for the second time tonight. He needed 3 yards. He got 5. He's now in Laker territory at the 48-yard line, 1st and 10.
And a nice run there by DeRussell as he's able to get a little space, a little breathing room, slides through that open hole, and is able to have momentum to fall in front of that first down marker and get a fresh set of downs for Reese. A good start to the second half, a positive start for them, as that's only their 2nd first down of this entire ball game.
Going with the 3-back set. A little bit of almost a wishbone offense in the backfield. It's a handoff to number 12, it almost appears.
Might be 13.
13, close enough. Nick Curtis.
Very close.
Out to for about a 6-yard gain in across the 45. Finally brought down to the 43-yard line. Started the 49. 2nd down and 4 for Reese, starting to move the ball a little bit here in the second half.
Showing them a little different look by putting their 2 running backs in the back. But basically, they had 2 fullbacks and a running back, making a triangular shape. And the quarterback drops back, hands it to the very back running back. And now he's got 2 fullbacks to kind of lead the way. I think the Reese coaching staff decided that they are not getting enough protection on the offensive line. We'll put extra fullbacks in the backfield, see if we can't get an extra block. And that play works as they got 5 or 6 yards.
And it's going to be a handoff to number 10, Matt Nobles. He's out to about the 40-yard line. They're actually going to stop him at the 41, according to the spot. It's a gain of maybe 2 on the play, since it'll be 3rd down and 2. And number 78, Blake Smithers, on the tackle for Lakers. Reese facing another 3rd down on the night, 3rd down and 2.
That's their triple option again, as they run the read option, quarterback and fullback. If the quarterback doesn't like what he sees. He pulls the ball back, and then he has a pitch option to his other receiver. And in this case, Brennan Wisner blew that option straight up, so he let the fullback take it. He rumbles ahead for a couple yards, and now third and short.
Reese now with 28 yards on the